T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rolling on into second segment, 9:27, fifth day of August. Good to have you with us, 869-1240. You can join the show, as Bob already has. Feel free. We invite you in. Shane Dennis, Bruce Sorrell with you. Jad Chambers producing the show. UConn not playing football. And they really weren't. I mean, I don't know, Shane. They went from the American into the Big East, where there's not any affiliated football. They were going to play kind of a piecemeal schedule at best anyway with I think it was an easier choice for UConn to make. Does that make any sense?
I think if I had 3 schools and multiple choice and they were on it, I'd pick them. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
To be
good
most,
way of putting it.
Most likely to bang their season, yeah. Yeah, along those same lines, yeah. I wasn't really that shocked. All the kids that want to come back will keep their scholarship, and they'll all be full-time students, and we can get into the nuts and bolts of that in the second hour. But, yeah, that's not too long before we came on. That was the breaking news, and college football continues to be shaky.
Front and center.
Shaky is probably not the right word, but we're building in floating bye weeks for the Big Ten, and they're really active and noisy as far as what their I'm talking about the Big Ten now, what their schedule looks like, what it might look like, contingency plans as far as schedule. You have to go on Twitter and click on somebody's post of the schedule to actually see the off weeks and the potential off weeks and stuff like that. And I mean, it's almost like a matrix, you know, the schedule, what you got to put together. And when you have legit off weeks and floating built-in off weeks in case people get sick. So you want to play bad enough, you got to make a few concessions. And apparently UConn didn't want to play bad enough, but we can jump back into that in the next hour. All right, so far so good for the Royals as far as staying on the field and getting the games in. Unfortunately, that's kind of it. We're left about 11 games in with some consolation prizes, but there are enough guys, I think, Bruce, that are not either making their debuts or trying to make their way that it's worth, if you're a Royals fan, latching on to a couple of guys or a couple of storylines and hoping they take fruit or make fruit or whatever you want to say.
That's all you're really left with. They are the equivalent of, in doggy years, of the 162-game standard schedule. They would be off to an 8-24 start. So they would be, for all intents and purposes, just about out of it already, just about 32 games
pitching,
into the season.
Pitching guys like Chris Bubich and Brady Singer, and I'm convinced that Bobby Witt Jr. is not a part of the plan yet. This guy hasn't even played rookie ball yet. Well, he's played rookie ball. But no matter their standing in the standings, there are certain lines you probably have to draw in the sand. But they also had to field a big league team in the stead of the dudes that had COVID. And a couple of them, one just came off the IL, Jake Junis. One getting ready to come off, actually, I think starting tomorrow, is Brad Keller. That'll be nice. But they had to they had to put a representative club out there in the event that they got off to a good start and they'd try to make a sprint to the finish.
No, you're right.
You know, hadn't happened so far. I mean, we've been subjected to Brett Phillips and Bubba. While Dozier comes back, we kind of have, you know, tried to hit the ground running with an audition of Franchi Cordero, who they traded for right before the season started. And, you know, his consistent at-bats probably won't be there because he's a platoon type, at least to this point. And, you know, just kind of happened to shoehorn Soler into the outfield here and there and Witt playing center field here and there when Bubba and Brett Phillips aren't playing. Brett Phillips is not an everyday player. He's just not. If he was, he already would be by now. So I fully expect for the Royals to, and this is already looking forward to the 2021 draft, but they'll get a high pick. I think they pick third. And so I would imagine they would try to take the best collegiate outfield bat that's out there. Because to me, that's...
Makes sense, doesn't it, right?
That's what, and collegiate, whatever you prefer. If there's a can't-miss high school outfield kid, then fine. But they need a few position players to complement the seemingly truckload of really good young arms that they have, and some of them we're seeing.
What is the service clock look like for Bobby Witt? Does he get a full year? Surely it can't be if he came in and started playing now, he'd probably just get a couple of months, wouldn't he, on his clock? He wouldn't get a full year. They're not doing that, are they?
I would have to look at the deal that they agreed to, but a full year of service time was something that was on the surface of the table all those months ago.
It was talked about. I know that.
If you were on the active
roster, it was definitely an issue.
You would have gotten a full year of service time. So if that's true, and that being said, there's no way they should bring up Bobby Witt. No way. Not this year.
No.
I mean, what if – let's play the what-if game. All right? He killed it in spring training. He lit up all of his own guys in summer camp. And so what if he comes up and starts the way of Robin Ventura? You remember Ventura's big league debut? I want to say he went something like 0 for 35 or something crazy like that. What if that happens with Bobby Witt? Then you got to send him back to the satellite camp. This is so unnecessary to even consider the 20-year-old golden child to be thrown into a team in the midst of an equivalent of an 8-24 start. I can understand the argument of, well, there's no pressure, there's no fans, there's no this, no that. But if this continues to be a season that is without a sudden 8-game winning streak, and even then, what do you want to do with him? What do you want to do with him? Where do you want him to play? Mondesi's a shortstop. We've already gone down this road 2 years ago. It's like this guy has got a loaded body. In Mondesi, and he had three more hits last night.
Yeah, sure did.
So, what do you want to do with Bobby Witt? Play third. That's what you paid Michael Franco for, and he needs to be the everyday third baseman. If you actually went out of your way to go get him, and they did.
Well, Bobby Witt's probably.
I don't know if he
becomes an outfielder for you.
Well, I don't know, and I don't know if he projects as a second baseman either. I think he's too athletic to play second base, from what I fear.
Yes,
from what I hear, but. Left side of the infield can stay put, if not for this year, for maybe at least 2 years. So, as far as I'm concerned, you could probably play center.
You could move. Well, the way the Royals do things,
I would say. Maybe by the time it's all said and done, he would not be capped to one particular position, but he will probably get, and that's the point of the minor leagues, get a crap ton of reps at one particular spot where you like him the best and let him play there in the minors every single day. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe they're going to be versatile with him and play him wherever and see where he looks the best, but that's just me playing fantasy GM for a minute.
And I know I'm weird, but I would love to be, and I'm trying to get that way with the Rocks. I've requested to spend an afternoon at their satellite camp because I want to see what these guys are doing. And, you know, there's a few prospects in that group, and I think it would be a fun, interesting, educational way to see how what they're doing, how they're doing it, and who they're doing it with. And I think it would be even more interesting, perhaps, with a team like the Royals, if you've got a guy like Bobby Witt down there. And there's a few others too. There's some pretty good. There's a few arms down there that they're kind of hopeful about. So I mean, you know, that'd be I don't know. I mean, that might not be interesting to a lot of other people, but I think that would be a very interesting way to spend an afternoon, just kind of watching to see what they're doing and how they're doing it.
Well, I totally agree. If you're a if you're a honk for a particular team and you want to geek out on what some of the youngsters look like, absolutely, sure. That'd be like going to spring training.
Very much so.
So the three up and three down in the Royals, 5-4 loss.
All right.
Credit to Bubba Starling. He hit a ball 102 miles an hour to end the game right at, who was it, Chris Bryant, I think, with a runner at third, which would have been the tying run. So they had to settle for a tough luck loss. Three up. Got to give props to Mondesi and Salvi. The hits keep on coming for those two guys. Mondi had three hits. Perez had two. And Brady Singer had eight strikeouts in five innings. He did make two quote-unquote mistakes as Kipnis and Hayward took him deep, so he gave up four runs. But he not only looked the part, he's starting to sound like the part. Here's what he –
I like him.
Yeah, here's what he said after the game. This is Brady Singer with the two mistakes.
I felt really good. I feel like all three pitches were working you know, really well. I feel like I was working both sides of the plate great. But, yeah, like you said, I made two mistakes. They capitalized on them. But other than that, you know, body felt great, and, you know, I felt like I was doing what I needed to do.
All right, Chris Bubich goes tonight, so the other of the two youngsters. And the ever-positive Mike Matheny saying that the Royals aren't too far off of getting back on track.
We're paid to win ball games. But to see that kind of fight and those kind of at-bats late in the game, really proud of how they went about that. And a couple inches away from that being a completely different ball game and a different ending. But overall, just you know, that kind of fight that you want to see that I think is all about what Kansas City Royals baseball believes in. And it was just a shame that we just couldn't quite get that last
couple of hits is what he was
going
to end up saying. JP, you got the last word on the Royals if you want to weigh in. You still there, bud?
Yep, still here. Offensively, they are anemic, but that's not why I called. I take umbrage as a former middle infielder when you say Bobby Witt is too athletic to play second base. Coming from a former pitcher, I take high umbrage from that.
Okay, what position do you play?
I can't believe Bruce didn't defend us.
Are you a slew-footed former second baseman, JP, and be honest?
No. No, I'm not.
Heavens, no?
I played high school shortstop, and I played some JUCO second base, but I was far from being unathletic.
Well, my point is if you can play shortstop, you're pretty athletic, and I think that would limit you a little bit range-wise to stick you at second base.
Yeah, I don't think – yeah, exactly.
I know. I know you are.
You're a good man.
Take
thanks,
care, man.
JP.
I'll leave you alone.
You got it, brother.
Thanks, JP.
No, I think he's – I think he – if he's not going to be – look, Mondesi has the look of a guy that's going to be there for the next 6-7 years. You don't want to – you don't want an athlete like that. He can be a more valuable center fielder, for instance, the way that the Royals do things, than a second baseman. That was my point.
Interesting that you run that up the flagpole.
I mean, that's my thought. It'd be like, okay, you got a guy that can run. You got a guy that understands the game. He's got high baseball IQ. he's not. If you believe in Franco at third, which I think is the right thing to think of, I mean, the Royals made a move to get a guy that is still relatively young and developing.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you think about playing him in center? It allows you to move Witt to left field if you so choose.
Or back to second base if he's starting to show some signs of wear and tear.
Yeah. I mean, you can always do that. But, I mean, I like a guy that can run like he can and throw like he can because he's got a shortstop strength arm. So,
we'll see what they have planned for him in the future. Chris Bubich, Yu Darvish, your pitchers tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on your home for the Royals, KFH, the next two games at the K. All right, time to the Cindio HRO Twitter question, and we'll shift to golf. 18 minutes from now, Ryan Aselta from golf.com will talk PGA Championship coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.